Dear listeners, warm greetings to our program of today, a reading from the great work of Revelation, This is My Word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. Many people worldwide are wondering about what really took place 2,000 years ago when Jesus of Nazareth lived on this earth and passed his heavenly teaching to his disciples. Much of what he taught was lost. Much was deliberately or unconsciously passed on wrongly or even hidden. In our time, we learn about the truth of his life on earth and about his divine teachings. Christ himself, the Son of God, the co-regent of heaven, gives revelations through Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time. Christ today makes true what he announced to his disciples as Jesus of Nazareth, the Comforter, the Spirit of truth, who would lead us into all truth. Via the prophetic word through Gabriele, Christ himself explains, corrects and deepens a gospel outside of the Bible that was passed on by oral tradition, the Gospel of Jesus. In our program today, we will be reading from chapter 33 on blood sacrifices and the forgiveness of sin and about the healing of a paralytic.
In the Gospel of Jesus, we read the following. Jesus taught his disciples in the outer court of the temple, and one of them said to him, "Master, it is said by the priest that without shedding blood there is no forgiveness of sins. Can then the lawful blood sacrifices take away sins?" And Jesus answered, "No blood sacrifice of animal or bird or man can take away sins. For how can a guilt be paid off by shedding innocent blood? No, it will increase the guilt. The priests indeed receive such offerings as an appeasement from the faithful for their violations against the law of Moses. But for the sins against the law of God, there is no forgiveness except by repentance and a change for the better." Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. Moses brought the Ten Commandments from God. When he realized that the Israelites could not put the Ten Commandments into practice in a short time, because most of them had thought and acted against the Ten Commandments for decades, he made some concessions in order to lead them through self-recognition to the inner experience. However, many of the Israelites disregarded these concessions as well and continued to compulsively indulge in idolatry. After further generations, these concessions were raised to law by the stubborn Israelites. Animal sacrifices are against the law of God and also against the Ten Commandments.
We continue reading in the Gospel of Jesus that was passed on. "Is it not written in the prophets, 'Take your blood sacrifices and your burnt offerings, and do away with them. Stop eating meat. For I did not speak of this to your forefathers, nor have I commanded them to do so when I led them out of Egypt. But this is what I commanded them. Obey my voice and walk the paths that I have commanded of you, and you will be my people, and things will go well for you. And yet, they were not so inclined and did not listen. And what did the Eternal command you, other than to practice justice and mercy and to walk humbly with your God? Is it not written that in the beginning God ordained the fruits of the trees and the seeds and the plants to be food for all flesh? But they have made of the house of prayer a den of thieves, and instead of the pure offering with incense, they have stained my altars with blood and have eaten the flesh of slain animals. But I say to you, shed no innocent blood and eat no flesh. Be upright, love mercy and do right, and your days will endure in the land for a long time. Is not the grain that grows from the earth with the other grains transformed by the Spirit into my flesh? Are not the grapes of the vineyard and the other fruits transformed by the Spirit into my blood? Let these, with your bodies and souls, be your memorial to the Eternal. In these, the presence of God is visible as substance and as life of the world. You should all eat and drink of these for the remission of sins and for the eternal life to all who obey my words.
We continue reading from the Gospel of Jesus. Now there is in Jerusalem a pool which is called Bethesda, by the sheep market. In five galleries there lay a great multitude of infirm people, blind, lame, and withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. For at a certain time an angel came down into the pool and moved the water. The one who first went in after the water had been moved was healed of whatever disease with which he was afflicted. And a man born lame was also there. And Jesus spoke to him, "Do the waters bring you no healing?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, but I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is moved. And when I try to get in, another goes in before me." And Jesus said to him, "Get up, take up your bed and walk." And he stood up immediately and walked. And it was the Sabbath on this day. And the people standing around said to him, "Today is the Sabbath, and it is against the law to carry your bed." And the healed one did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus had left, for there were a lot of people at that place. In the law of God, nothing is written about blood sacrifice, nor about burnt offerings, nor about the deliberate killing of animals, nor about the consumption of the flesh of animals. Only the one who obeys the voice of God by fulfilling His laws walks in God and belongs to the people of God. It is a law that man should practice justice and mercy and walk humbly to the kingdom of God of the inner being, where the true and eternal home of the soul is. The one who keeps the laws of God also nourishes himself from what the law of God brings forth in nature. He will also bring his life, his sensing, thinking, speaking, and acting in conformity with the eternal law. From the beginning, God gave man the fruits, the seeds, and the plants for nourishment. This law will hold true until all souls live in the fine material spheres, and no human beings live who need for their bodies the energy which has taken form, the life from nature. The temple should be a house of prayer, where a person cultivates unity with his neighbor in prayer and by worshiping God. From this, he gains for his daily life the strength to lead a consecrated, pure life and to live in unity with his neighbor. In my time as Jesus of Nazareth, people defiled the stone altars in their houses of prayer with blood and then even ate the flesh of the animals that they had killed. They defiled their temples of flesh and bone with negative sensations, thoughts, words, and actions. Even the people of this time still do this again and again. And they too still defile themselves with the blood of animals, which, against their better knowledge, they kill and whose flesh they consume. Recognize that the law of God is and will be eternally. What was valid in former times is valid today too, for God is the same law today, tomorrow, and in all eternity. The one who sheds innocent blood, who consumes flesh, is merciless and will have to suffer his own lack of mercy on himself. A pure soul and a healthy body, which the pure soul keeps healthy, are the memorial to the eternal. Natural food contains the substance of God. It is the life of the earthly body. The one who repents of his sins and does not commit them anymore will also let his sensations, thoughts, words, and deeds rest in God and will eat what God has given him.
Christ continues to correct the words in the Gospel of Jesus passed on. It was not an angel who moved the pool, but the elements that moved and moved the water. It is not the water that heals, but solely the belief in him who is as substance even in the water. Just like the people of that time, people of all generations kept and keep the Sabbath only externally, because as such it is simply a habit for them. But in their daily behavior, they acted and act contrary to what they teach by using only words. Their thoughts were and are impure, as are their deeds, which they carry out behind walls so that these are not seen. They talked and talk of the Sabbath commandments, and yet they themselves did not and do not keep the Sabbath, neither in their sensations nor in their thoughts, their words, and their deeds. Sprinkling yourself with earthly water is only a symbol. The one who believes in God's spiritual stream and consecrates his life to God receives soothing and healing through the life from God, whether he immerses himself in the water, which is only a symbol, or calls out to God with all his heart, no matter where he may be. God is omnipresent power. God helps, soothes, and heals. He does not ask whether it is a work day or the Sabbath. The one who asks with all his heart receives, no matter on which day or at what hour. Only the narrow-minded person has a lot of regulations. He wants to thereby limit the all-encompassing spirit. Recognize that God is unlimited love and freedom. The law of unlimited love and freedom does not know the narrowness of the human ego. The human ego is the ego law which man has created for himself. It is the seed which already bears the fruit in itself. Man himself has put it into the acre of life, into his soul. Dear fellow people, with this, we have come to the end of our reading for today from the great work of Revelation, This is My Word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. In this work of revelation, you can learn still much more about the living and thinking of Jesus of Nazareth, as it is revealed for our time by the Christ of God through his prophetess and emissary, Gabriele. We take our leave of you for today. Goodbye and greetings in God.